Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to MetaVisionaries Global Live Radio. I'm your host this evening, Debbie Edwards. We have a really amazing guest that we're going to be joined by. And before we get going, I do want to let everyone know you are welcome to call in on the call line to listen in to the show live. If you do want to get put on the air, just press the number 1. So the call-in number is 646-716-6198. And also, you are welcome to join us through the chat room. I'm not going to actually be monitoring the chat. However, you are welcome to join in a chat amongst yourselves for the show, but you are welcome to call in. Now, the guest that we have this evening is Nikki Jacobs, born and raised in Israel, now living in California. So I'm so excited to be talking to her tonight and, of course, to introduce her to you. I want to go ahead and let you know a little bit about Nikki. Nikki is a psychic medium and energy healer who practices a multifaceted and holistic approach in the style of the great Edgar Cayce. Originally born and raised in Israel and now living in Southern California, Nikki helps people all over the U.S. and Canada as well as other countries around the world. Her energy, behavior, and voice became a healing instrument along with the information provided. So here's a sample from her new show, Notes from the Other Side, which debuted on July 28, 2009 on the widely international listening station Contact Talk Radio, which you can find that. I do have the shortcut link there, guys, in the front of the intro. As a medium, Nikki has the ability to connect to people's loved ones in the spirit world and transfer amazing messages that will include accurate details about their earthly lives as a proof of the survival of their soul beyond the physical death. Nikki also considers herself to be a medium on a mission and transfer the spirit world important messages to people that they are never alone and that each person has their own divine team, as they refer to themselves, of spirit guides, guardian angels, and at least two or more archangels that are always with them throughout their entire lives, ready to be acknowledged and connected with at any time. And so through readings, workshops, various media outlets, her own new radio show, as well as with the upcoming release of her spoken word CD titled You Are Not Alone, Nikki introduces people to this spiritual idea that humans are always guided and loved by divine and powerful beings from the world of spirit. Now, just to let you know, if you are listening to the broadcast and you want to do check out her website, it's nikkijacobs.com, MikiJacobs.com. So go ahead and check out her website. Beautiful information there and a beautiful person. So with that, Nikki, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. What a lovely introduction. Thank you so much. I appreciate you inviting me on.
You're welcome. I am so glad that we have the opportunity to speak with you today. And for everybody listening in, just to let you know, a little bit later in the broadcast, we will be opening phone lines. If you do have a question or would like a little mini reading from Nikki. For now, though, I'd like the audience to learn a little bit about you and what brought you to become doing mediumship for people in public. And tell us a little bit about your upbringing and your background.
Sure. You know, the main thing I like to tell people in my spiritual reading, spiritual teaching, Debbie, is not like most mediums that I kind of know or grow up knowing that, you know, mediums kind of born with a gift and they saw spirits around their cribs when they grow up. And, of course, it's been in their family for generations. And for myself, actually being a medium, that came later in life, in kind of my early 30s. So that's something that I always wanted to be, and I kind of almost had a little bit memories from my soul as for my dharma, meaning that is what I meant to do here in life. But practice and receiving messages from the spirit world came later in life, and I must say it took a lot of hard work. I taught myself how to connect to the spirit world, how to meditate for years, how to educate myself with the angelic realm. I always kind of felt attached to angels and loving them so much. Of course, now looking back, I know that that's something that I meant to be doing in life. But that's why I tell people that truly that sixth sense that medium have, so to speak, it's kind of in all of us. It's just you really want to do it. You want to do that type of work. Without wanting to do it, that's not going to work. And, of course, it's a lot of hard work, meditation, so you'll be able to quiet your physical mind, raise yourself up a little bit, and connect to those of the spirit world. So that did came to me later in life. And, of course, I was a businesswoman. I own a business, a commercial glass company, for 18 years. So I was quite a professional woman and kind of did it from the side and received messages from Archangel Michael, which is my guide. He's the one I've been working with all those years, but never did mediumship in a full-time basis until my company closed at about a year and a half ago after 18 years in business. And now I'm doing it as a full-time, doing the obvious, which is reading, but the workshops, then try to do a lot of spiritual teaching and teach people how to raise their vibration and, of course, about their team, which is their archangel and spirit guide. So again, it didn't come to me easy, my mediumship. Yeah. This is something came later in life, but I feel very blessed, actually, to be doing this job and feel very honored to be the spirit world messenger.
Well, I really, really enjoy that description. I like what you said about really putting in the effort of hard work, because it's true. And, you know, all of us, I mean, whether we have a natural born sensitivity or, you know, it's something we have to work harder towards, really there's effort. You know, we have to put in, you know, the time and really discipline ourselves and work with energy and explore and understand. And it's not always an easy path. And in fact, it can be quite a difficult path many, many ways, you know. So it's really nice to be able to hear, you know, somebody else, you know, acknowledge that too, because it's not something that, you know, we can just automatically do. We do have to discipline ourselves.
And a lot of time I hear people say that as a medium, you probably, your team is telling you what to do. And I say there is actually no shortcuts. I mean, I have it as difficult life as everyone else, because, of course, this is for me to learn through certain areas and challenges. So, no, there are no shortcuts. I believe that the humans that are connected to their spirit guides and archangels are a little bit able to more recognize the guidance, and therefore, of course, rely on fate that you are not alone, that there is life after death, and of course that there is that great creator that kind of watches over us. So once you have that faith, once you rely on spirituality, life indeed do get a bit easier. I do have challenges like everyone else, but I'm able to handle them maybe from a little bit of more of a distance, and therefore they're a little bit more easier to overcome. But mediums do not have shortcuts. We all have planet Earth is actually quite harsh place to live, especially nowadays. So that's why I was telling you that part of my mission is, because I see in reading so many people, so many of us are kind of running around lost nowadays, very lonely. I believe that we yearn to connect to our origin, which is, of course, a great multidimensional being that we all are, which is a soul, of course. And life is very difficult, and we kind of miss our home in the spirit world. So I see people very lonely, and that's where the idea, along with my team, came to kind of go out and reach to as many people as possible about humans' team. So I kind of explain about the archangels and their purpose in our lives, and who are the spirit guides, and how to recognize signs and translate the guidance that we have every day. So a big mission for me is to tell people that no one is ever, ever alone.
That's beautiful. Well, let me ask you this, because I'm curious, when you're working with people, say, not just in a one-on-one consultation, but when you're doing your workshops, tell us a little bit about your workshops and what that involves.
The workshop, the way I kind of open myself up to my team is visualizing them, getting to know the archangels. I tend to work with the four main archangels, which is Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. Those are the four archangels that I found to be the most involved in human beings' life. So in workshop and spiritual teaching, I like to explain about the archangels, how they look, because I'm able to sense their look after all those years. I even know kind of their personality. Of course, their energy being, they're not human, but they each have their own kind of personality. And more important is their purpose. Archangel Michael help us human with fears. Archangel Gabriel give us strength. Archangel Raphael help us with healing. Archangel Uriel help us if we depress or feel hopeless. So each one of them have a real important purpose in our lives. Spirit guides, those are wonderful, very evolved, wise beings that have been with us throughout our lives. Usually we have the same spirit guides over and over again. So they make sure we stay within our soul journey. That is their job. They make sure that we don't drift away from what it is we come here to accomplish each life. And then there are the guardian angels. Those are beings that all they care is they make sure we are safe. They make sure we do not leave before our pre-designed time, because, of course, that's kind of a hard concept to accept, but we have a precise time to where it is we leave planet Earth. So the guardian angel watch over us, protect us, make sure that we're safe. So it's quite amazing, Debbie, to me, when I see people come to reading and they're so lonely and they cry, they don't have, but yet I see all that big entourage coming in with us, with them. And I try to, I'm desperate to try to convey to them the great, incredible love that they have and protection and guidance and support. So that is what I do with my spiritual teaching. I try to, and then once I explain about each members of the team, I try to kind of tell people how to recognize signs. They're quite magical, the spirit world, and they give quite amazing signs. And as you get, you open yourself up to spirituality, again, with hard work, with dedication. It doesn't come easy because, of course, we're in a physical body that it's quite hard to overcome, the ego, the negative mind. So once you open yourself up, then you recognize what wonderful guidance they give us.
No, that's beautiful, and it's absolutely so true. And let me ask you this, too, because when you're mentioning different departure times, when we do have a specific time that, you know, really we're meant to departure from the earth through physical death, let me ask you this, because I know some people, you know, have different opinions or theories.
Yes.
In your experience, do we have particular windows of opportunity or windows of time in which we're at risk for departing early? And if so, is that when archangels would then, or spirit guides would then intervene on our behalf to help us, you know, make it till the scheduled time?
And a quick remark to tell you, Debbie, that over the years, I mean, there is a lot of concepts that I didn't accept it just easily from the spirit, from my team. I mean, for example, concept of karma, when they explain karma to me, and I say, well, that's kind of tough for me to teach people when, pardon my French, when rotten people live to be 90. I mean, how would you explain karma? You know what I mean, Debbie? So
yeah.
A lot of times they teach me, of course, over the years, what to teach human, and I didn't just get it just, I mean, I question and I ask, and like there is a lot of things in religious that we talked over and over again. And, of course, over the years I learned more and more the spiritual point of view of a lot of topics. When it's come to the right time for us to exit, what I understood from the spirit world, we have three exit opportunities, and it is up to the soul. If the soul feels that it's not done yet, it will not exit one. So there's three times where the team, knowing our incarnation, knowing the journey, would leave it up to the soul. Once the soul decide that this is where it's want to live, it would exit. And the guardian angels, because people ask me, you talk so nice about guardian angel, how they protect us, what's happened, you know, when my son was in an accident. And it's very sad, but it's very true. The guardian angel back off, literally. If it's time for the body to die, if the time for the soul to exit the physical body, then the guardian angel back off. This is pre-designed. That's the choice of the soul. So this is something that a little bit hard to accept. But until then, the guardian angels, as well as the other team, of course, watches over us to make sure, you know, that's why in reading, the guardian angels always say, you know, drive slowly, don't drive so fast. So they're quite fun and lovely, the guardian angels. But no, I know, they really are so precious. But yeah, so it is, there is time for us to exit. I know it's kind of a bit weird.
Absolutely. Well, and I've gotten messages like that as well during times of when I've either had severe physical illness or injury, and they've, you know, been almost in an urgent way, you know, trying to, exactly like you were saying, slow down, you know, when you're driving or doing this or doing that, and there have been many times in which they've not necessarily intervened, but really have tried to impress upon me, be careful at this particular time. Let me ask you this, and guys, everybody who is waiting on the phone line, thank you for your patience. We will be opening the lines very shortly. Nikki, let me ask you this. Now, when it comes to the topic of homicide, and you see this happen to people, and sometimes, of course, it happens to children and things like that. I know this is a bit of a fragile topic, but may I ask, based on what you've learned from, you know, spirit guides and archangels, what is their perception and involvement or lack of involvement when this example, when something like this happens to someone?
Sure. Actually, about maybe a month ago when I had a discussion with Archangel Michael, which I usually do in my morning meditation, and there was something following a news that I think a little girl was murdered at 12 years old. And again, as I said, sometimes I have long discussion with them, and it's hard for me to accept what they say, that everything is pre-designed, including evil acts, unfortunately. And again, Archangel Michael, with great patience, explained to me that there are many layers as to why someone die young, why someone die an awful death. Some of the layers could be a karmic death, meaning the murderer, last life, was the victim. This life is the perpetrator. I know, again, I understand it's a hard concept to accept. Other reason why people die young is to teach parents lesson. If somehow, I remember he was telling me about seeds. You know when baby die in the crib? Because I remember telling him, but they didn't even start their life yet. And that's when he's telling me, sometimes when you have really young babies die, they teach the lesson, the parents' lesson. Either they need to experience grief, either they need to learn through the experience. But again, it's all pre-designed. So there's the one thing they always tell me, Debbie, that no one die in vain. Now, of course, we watch the news, and it's incredible to imagine how that can be just organized. But the one thing I learned over the years, that God, that incredible force, created an amazing organized program. The reason I like to call it a program, a plan, is because to me, everything is detailed and fair. There is a lot of justice in it. No one ever have a free ride. If someone harms someone else, they might look to us that they're 90 and have money and they're all happy, but they're not. They will absolutely pay for it. So there is really incredible justice to that program that my team always tell me over and over again, and there is many, many layers as to why we see those awful stories or young people die. Or another thing I always like to tell listeners and people in my classes is, there is no suffering. This is an important thing for me to convey, that the soul, few split second, know that its time on earth has come and it exits the physical body. So there is no suffering. So for those people that lost beloved ones like I did, there is no suffering. So I remember that was a great comfort for me when I did talk about that beloved little girl that died at the age of 12. So again, it's as much as it's hard for us to understand or accept, this is really organized and there is spiritual reasons behind those awful tragedies.
Yeah, and you're so right too. I've had so many dreams in which I'm watching, for example, and I'll of course try to be discreet in the description, but where I've seen children be sexually assaulted and murdered, you know, missing children, things like that. And I've seen in my dreams where I'm actually watching after, of course, the act has been committed and the child has passed on. I've seen what thereafter happens to the perpetrator or assailant. And let's say it may even be a following lifetime, but they have shown me what takes place after. And as you're describing, you know, karmic justice and things like that, I've witnessed these things in my dreams, and it is something I usually keep quite private. But it also, like for yourself, it also gives me comfort too as well, because it helps us release ourselves from the vengeance style of, you know, this corrosive revenge that sometimes we fall victim to ourselves by, you know, feeling that we need to then, you know, thereafter go ahead and enact, you know, yes, the justice ourselves and things like that. And I think it helps us find not only resolution, but forgiveness, hopefully, as well. But, you know, that's
sure.
Why I ask. Yeah, because I, you know, it is something that is a bit of a fragile topic, but, you know, the more and more people we are open with and talk to about this, I really feel that it can be such a healing aspect in people's lives to really talk about the things that, you know, have become painful for some people, and especially
certainly,
when it comes
yeah.
to, yeah, the death of children when parents, you know, go through the grieving process of,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
when children pass. So, you know, so it's really nice to be able to get that confirmation. Now, let me ask you this. We do have several people actually on the phone lines. Would you mind if we open the phone lines?
Oh, sure.
So we can go ahead and do that. And for everybody that has been patient, thank you so very much for being patient. We are going to try and take several callers, so if we can keep our questions brief, that would be very much appreciated, I should say. Now, we have area code 407 on the live. Welcome. You're live on the air. May I have your name and location, please?
My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Orlando.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Karen.
Hi there, Mickey. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are
Millions
you? Thanks
for
calling,
show.
Honey.
Thank you. I used to be really in touch with my spirit guides and guardian angels and wicked signs, and it seems
yes.
the last couple of years things have been really quiet,
yes.
and I wanted to know if the other side had anything that they needed to tell me.
Yes, Karen. Did you got frustrated with meditation? Is your mind took over, worry, or occupied?
All the time.
Okay, they're telling me you have a female spirit guide that have been you for hundreds of years. Very, very powerful female spirit guides. You have two guardian angels, but they kind of stay to the side. Your spirit guide take over. She said that you frustrate with meditation. She's telling you, honey, go back to the basic. Start from the beginning. Use music, lift yourself up, go to guided meditation. Don't try and do it alone. There is a little bit of a blockage. They always try to be with you. Did you find a penny?
The other day outside, yes.
Okay, she's sending you a penny. This is just because they're a bit desperate to get to you, so they're trying to do everything they can, poor thing.
Hello?
Okay, honey, so just go ahead and just go to the beginning. That's okay. We all get into those periods, including myself. Go back to it, Karen. Jump back to meditation. Open the channel back up. You are connected. Is that the light, that, so to speak, doesn't come in. Shades are closed. Pick them up.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, honey.
Oh,
have a good
wonderful.
Evening.
Thank
you. Thank
you
for calling in very much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye for now. Now, Mickey, let me ask you this before we go ahead and take other callers. We do have several people on the line. Would it be all right with you, being that we have about 35 minutes remaining in our broadcast, if we actually extend it for another half hour to be able to take questions?
Sure.
Okay, because I just
wanted
to be sure with you before we go ahead and keep going. Okay, wonderful. Well, let's continue back to the phone line. We have area code. Let's see. Let's get us to here. Sorry about this, guys. Our switchboard is in there just for a second. And actually, while we're waiting for this to go back from mute, because occasionally our little switchboard will do this to me. Okay, there we go. We have area code 573 on the air. Welcome. You're live. May I have your name and location, please?
Hi. Hello, ladies. This is John calling from Missouri.
And hi, John. How you doing?
I'm great. I just wanted to know what was around me and what's going on.
Okay, John. Do you have a son, John?
No.
Okay, there is a younger spirit coming to say hi. What is the younger spirit? Is it a nephew maybe or a friend? I don't know, dear. There's a younger spirit. Right as you came into the line, there is a younger spirit coming in. Do you have, professionally speaking, John, are you in a debate of what to do?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. They're saying that make up your mind. There is something that needs to be done. Make up your mind. Go for it. Trust yourself. There is a trust issue with yourself, John. You're truly a wonderful soul, because I have a goosebumps. That usually shows me that you're just a wonderful soul, John, very powerful. Do you feel powerless at times?
Yeah, because I'm dealing with a lot of different things. And
do you, dear? Remember, you have a spirit guy, an American Indian spirit guy, the male spirit guy, that is fairly new to your circle. When they say new, it could be the last 10, 20 years, but he's with you. He's trying, he said, be the warrior that you are.
Okay.
Apparently, your origin is very powerful, John. Reach in and extract it out. So make up, there is a one direction where you know you should go, and what I sense from your team, that there is a little bit is like uncertainty and maybe a little bit not that much of a self-trust. Please believe you're not alone. You have a lot of spirits around you, a lot trying to guide you, and kind of Archangel Gabriel, which is the Archangel of Strength, he's the assigned Archangel to you in this life. So he's trying to kind of help you remember and recall what a powerful soul you are, John.
Okay, because I really want to reconnect, but because I'm taking care of our parents, it's been really hard to have time to meditate and, you know, do the things that I know that works.
I know, dear. Try to find time, John. I know that it's like the gym. I always say I don't have time, but I have to. I find time. Please find time, even if it's when everyone is in bed, even 5 minutes, 10 minutes, find time. Archangel Gabriel, stand to your left.
Okay.
He's to your left, always there. So please try, now that you know he is your assigned Archangel, please call his name out loud so that it would energize the relationship. He's right there, John. You have a lot of support. You must start trusting yourself a bit more.
Okay, okay. And
okay.
I'm getting goosebumps. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Well, thank you so much, John, for calling in. That's much appreciated.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. You're welcome. Well, let's just keep going. We do have someone else who's been waiting on there for a little bit. Area code 773, you're live. May I have your name and location, please?
Hi, my name is Pilar, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, honey.
Hi, nice to talk with both of you tonight.
How you spell your name, honey?
P-I-L-A-R.
Oh, okay, honey.
Pilar.
Oh, how cute, yeah. Hi, honey.
Wonderful show. I listened from the start. It's just a great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm learning so much.
Wonderful. Did you have a question today for Mickey?
Yes. I've been searching for property and to buy, and every time I seem to get close, I get disappointed. Either it sells right when I go to make the offer, or I go and looking at the property, I get disappointed. It's not
yes.
what I was expecting, etc.
Yeah, what I get, Pior, is once you start talking, they're telling me, not now. So although for you it seemed like I'm always late, it's the last minute, please know that it's divine timing. I don't see it within the next few months. It could be even getting into 2010.
Okay?
It's simply the wrong divine timing. Please remember, don't push doors that don't appear to be easily open. This is another thing I always teach. If you see that the door appears closed, leave it alone, because you're not alone, you're guided. So although in your mind, physical mind, we kind of tend to be impatient, what's happening, and I'm lucky, and it's not. It's simply wrong time. It's not time for you yet. So just hold on time, trust them, and know that doesn't mean not keep looking, honey. Please keep looking. Be very, very observant. The right thing would fall on your lap. Your design archangel, assigned archangel for this life, is Archangel Uriel. Have you been depressed at times in your life?
Yes.
Okay. Archangel Uriel is in Hebrew, but Uriel in English, stand in front of you. He's the archangel of light. When you translate Uriel in Hebrew, it's Or, meaning light. So he's the one that shines light on your dark days. He was assigned to you this life because sometimes you feel hopeless. You feel there is no hope, and he's the one right there. Again, as I told the other caller, now that you know this is your archangel, he stands in front of you. Every archangel has their spot where they stand. Archangel Uriel stands in front of you. Call his name out loud. Call on him. Days that you feel down, depressed, feel hopeless, things are not going good in your life, call on your archangel and be certain he will appear in front of you.
Okay, but the only thing, the urgency that I have is I have to be out of this apartment in like 4 or 5 weeks.
You do, honey? Okay,
yeah,
hold on.
My lease ends and I am, you know, needing to be out of here, so.
Yeah. I don't know what they mean. Is it for sure? Because I don't see you moving that quick, honey. I don't see you moving that quick, meaning leaving your apartment. Please be observant. They hear you talk. They know what's going on in your life, like they always know in our life. So just be very observant. Know for certain they're helping you, honey.
Okay.
The opportunity you saw until now were not meant to be.
Okay.
Something would come up, I'm telling you, something would come up. Stay positive. Call on your team.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You do as well. Absolutely. And I like what you point out as far as divine timing, and it's true. And I feel this as well. You know, cannot push a door open if it feels that we're kind of going against the grain and the doors are open for us that we're meant to walk through.
Divine timing is huge, Debbie. It's just being part of being human is, of course, impatient, which is patient is a huge lesson for all humans to learn when we come here, and it's something that's very difficult to overcome. So that's another topic where they like me to talk. Be patient. There's never bad luck. Why am I lucky? It's just they know. They see the whole pictures. Sometimes waiting by itself is a lesson. So, for example, if she's impatient, I want to move, they won't let that happen, so the soul would learn and grow. So, again, there is many layers as to why we have the challenges we have, but nothing is just coincidental just because we are unlucky, because, of course, there's no such thing.
Absolutely. And I like that you bring that up, too, and I think that it helps us understand that we really do have a whole team that is working with us, especially when it's through moments, I don't want to say of our weaknesses, but really the challenges that we go through.
Yes. Yes, so, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and take another caller. We have area code 321. Welcome. You're live on the air.
Hi, Debbie. It's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. I thought that was you.
Great
that
you
called in.
Oh, yes. I was just listening to Mickey. It's wonderful to hear such wisdom. And I just wondered if there's a few people, Mickey, in the spirit world, if they could come forward, or if not, then you know what? That's okay.
Oh, how lovely.
Absolutely. Yeah, Mickey, this is Lizzie Starr. She has also been a featured guest on our show and, of course, one of my favorites. Yeah, and she does sessions as well. It's so great to have you on the air, and it would be wonderful to connect the two of you together.
Oh, I love Lizzie, let me ask you something real quick. Are your eyes okay?
Well, they are, but, you know, I do need them testing, so, yeah.
Okay, because your guardian angels are screaming at my ears. They're telling me, please, and finally they're like, please, and I say, okay. So go ahead and check your eyes, honey, because, as I said, the guardian angel, all they care is make sure our well-being is, you're fine, honey, nothing wrong with you, you're nice and healthy, but go ahead and check your eyes. Okay, so they won't come and bug me at 3 in the morning.
Thank you, Mickey. That's funny, isn't it? But you are right. I do need those eyes checking. Thank you so much.
Good, good.
Aw, that's so awesome. Lizzie, thank you for calling.
Oh, so lovely. So lovely.
Mickey, I have a younger person in the spirit world, and I was just wondering if anybody's around you at this time or has a message for anyone.
Is it a female, Lizzie?
Is it a what, sweetie?
A female.
No, no.
Really? It's a male? I have a female energy coming in. Not, I don't know if it's a mom, not really young, but there's a female energy saying was a very unexpected death. Where
right.
is your mom, honey?
She's still alive.
Okay, what is there? Is a female that's saying was an unexpected death, like she was kind of almost disoriented when she crossed?
Well, I do have an aunt. That's my mum's sister. I think that would have applied to her.
Okay, I don't. She's quite a powerful soul, so she's kind of taking over after your guardian angels. No one can take them. But she's, yeah, let me see. You know that spirit that you are, is it a new death? The spirit that you're trying to connect? There is a soul here that is very difficult for me to hear. Now,
right.
there is two reasons. Either is a young death, meaning,
right.
or very tragic death, and it's being healed.
Okay.
So your aunt, I hear really good. That other spirit, I can barely hear, Lizzie.
Okay, well, that was my, the one I'm trying to reach is my son, and he went 2 years ago.
Okay, very hard for me to hear him. I'm sorry, honey.
That's
but
okay.
he's here, just so you know,
right.
he's here. He's showing, oh, God bless him, he's playing with a ball. Usually
right.
when they show, pardon?
Okay, I can understand.
Very happy, just so you know, honey. Say, but
yeah.
it's very hard for me, so his guides are trying to translate. Oh, and Archangel Michael trying to kind of, but again, that's 2 years, that's a fairly new spirit, and their energy
yeah.
is not as strong. So that's how for me, he's showing, hold, oh dear, he gets pets with him. You know what's funny, Elizabeth? He's showing me a turtle.
I understand.
Oh, how cute. That
yeah.
is bizarre. Yeah, he's showing me. So please know that he obviously survived the physical death. He is back in the light in his home, and he's happy, honey.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey.
I just want to tell you, Mickey, I channel sometimes John Denver. Do you know John Denver?
Sure.
Yes. That's the gentleman that really inspired me to continue on this path. And,
oh, lovely.
Yeah, God bless you for what you're doing, sweetie. Because
thank you very much, honey.
You are one absolutely very special and blessed lady. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Debbie.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Lizzie, for calling
it's
in. That's
my
that's amazing.
Pleasure. Oh,
that's
this show
amazing.
Is fantastic. I'm glad you've extended it for everybody to listen because this lady is so inspirational. Thank you.
Isn't she, though? I know. And in just from the very first moment that I heard her voice, I said, oh, I mean, she just has the energy. And,
oh,
you know, I'm so very
blessed.
Glad.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. She's a blessing to the world. Thank you,
thank
Missy.
You, Lizzie. Thank you, honey.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Donna.
All
goodbye.
Right. Goodbye for now. Thank you so much.
You
absolutely.
Know, when it's come to animals, Debbie, it's funny that I have so many animals coming in lately, and a little bit unusual animal. Yesterday was a rabbit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I know, it's really cute. So I don't know why kind of, beside dogs and cats, there are other animals that I kind of get in the reading. So
aww.
Just a side note.
I know, it's amazing. it does happen spontaneously, too.
It does. That's too cute.
They come through. They do. They're with us. Now, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to the phone lines again, guys. We have area code 248 live on the air. Hi, can I have your name and location, please?
Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm in Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, Erica. How are you doing?
Hi, Erica. Hi, honey.
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We good. Thank you, honey.
Good. I had a question. There's a financial goal that I really like to meet in the next about 2 weeks here, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to meet it without asking for help, and I was wondering if you could let me know or not.
To meet, you mean a guy?
Oh, no, a financial
I'm sorry,
goal.
Honey, I misunderstood the question.
A financial goal.
Oh, the financial goal. And what did you mention in 2 weeks?
That's when I want, that's my deadline.
Okay. Did you, what is it, an offer? Is there an offer you receive or something? Something that I feel something new and newness. Are you thinking of switching to a job or there's a new offer or a different things that you're going to do, Erica? Why do I have the sense of something new coming?
I did just receive an offer today.
Okay. That's, I see a green light. Usually when there's a green light, that means a go. Did you go for it, Erica?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh, good, honey. There is a go. You know, your financial would really start climbing up. It's funny that we talked about patience. Please be patient. Just so you know, you're going to be nice and secure about your money. It's just going to take some time to climb up. Your guide, spirit, female guide, telling me that what you do suits your personality. It's what you meant to do. You're in the right path, professionally speaking. Do you understand that, honey?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not really impatient about getting secure. I'm just kind of worried about meeting this one certain goal that I have. And
you will absolutely do, honey. You will absolutely do. That's what I mean about patience. Just do what you need to do. Trust that you're actually really good in your journey in general. You're right where you're meant to be at that point of your lifetime. So things are falling into place for you, Erica. You have a pretty lovely lifetime. That doesn't mean it's not hard at time. What I'm saying is that you are where you're meant to be. Since you are where you're meant to be, things would fall in places. You will be fine. You are fine, Erica. Okay? Your design archangel, your assigned archangel is Archangel Michael, which just happened to be my guide as well. Do you let fears take over at times?
Sometimes I do,
yes. He's telling me, Archangel Michael, easy for me to hear him because I do work with him. He's saying that a lot of your fears are an illusion. Don't let your mind over-exaggerate the fear. Kind of try to control the mind, honey. is not, I'm talking about in general in your life. So kind of try to control the fears a little bit. Remember yourself. You remember the very important message you got in this mini reading. You are where you're meant to be. So therefore, things would fall into places. Of course, you have to do the work in the physical world. It's just the way it is. They cannot help us if we don't do the work. But you are where you're meant to be. You're going to climb up and just, you're just where you are meant to be, Erica. So just please keep that in mind, honey.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else that's coming through in any other area right now?
You know, Eric, you're not enough in nature. You're not out enough in nature. Also, your team want you to add more playfulness to your life. Did you used to be playful and now you kind of stopped?
Yes.
Okay, add more playfulness. Playfulness doesn't mean go out and dance. Not necessarily, it means that as well. But usually when the spirit world means playfulness, meaning be with yourself, enjoy yourself, listen to music. When they tell me be playful, I go out and just be in nature, ride a bike, go even usually prefer by yourself, actually be with yourself so you can connect to your higher self, meaning to your soul. So add a little more playfulness. They're also telling me, Erica, that there is a lot of stuff you used to do that you enjoyed and you don't do them anymore, like a habit, or I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, go back to do stuff that make you happy, honey. It's very, very important because what you do then, you establish harmony between mind, body, spirit. See, so you want to be happy, not for the obvious reason. We all want to be happy. They mean authentically happy. So go out, enjoy, go back to things you used to like to do. So just very, very important in your life. And please trust that they're there. As I said before, you know Archangel Michael now. Call on him. Stand by your right side. If you feel fearful, like you don't know what to do with in 2 weeks, go ahead and call on him. He would recharge your energy and help you with your fears.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Erica, for calling in. So much appreciate that. Guys, just to let you know, we have about 43 minutes remaining in our broadcast, and we do have several more people on the line. But just in case we're not able to connect with you, I do want to let you know, Mickey, of course, is available for consultation. So you're welcome to visit her website at www.mickeyjacobs.com, or you can email her at mickey@angelsjoy.com, or you're also welcome to phone her at 951-249-4695. Again, that number is 951-249-4695, and she is going to be able to hopefully set up an appointment with you. So I was having a chance to check out your website, which you've got some amazing information on there. So now how are you feeling, Mickey? Would you like to continue taking calls?
Sure, honey. I feel wonderful. Okay. If anything, if you have any questions for me, if you want callers, I'm here and not everyone is here, not only me.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I do want to do this. I do want to take a few more callers, but I also do have a few more questions to be able to receive some information for our listeners to be able to learn a little bit more from you. So we are going to take another caller, though, currently. Now, the number that I'm putting through, I believe, is either an unknown or a restricted number, but you are live on the air. Can I have your name and location, please?
Hi, my name is Brandy.
Say that again.
My name is Brandy.
Oh,
hi, Brandy. How you doing?
Hi, Brandy.
Oh, I'm great. I've been listening. I love your accent.
Oh, really? See, I don't like it that much. When I hear myself on the answering machine, I find it too heavy.
I don't like hearing my voice either, but.
Oh.
I just had some questions, I guess, about, you know, I've been wondering what, you know, basically kind of what path, my, you know, career-wise I should take and things like that.
Yeah.
And if there's anything that my spirit guides are wanting to tell me.
Yeah. Brandy, do you Did you ever go to healing, like Reiki, like anything to do, because your soul, is its nature is healing.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah, your soul, cause, so they you have two spirit male spirit guides, very powerful, very evolved. One of them is a healer, and he assigned to you this life and many lives before, but you are a healer. That either mean Reiki, I don't know, acupuncture. No, it's a little more kind of spiritual thing. The first thing I have in mind is Reiki, because I'm a Reiki master, but not necessarily only Reiki. You have a healing hands. Do you soothe people with your... Do people drawn to you, Brandy?
Yes, but usually, you know, when they need help with problems and things like that,
I'm kind of
an introverted person.
That's right, honey, because that last lifetime, you were a healer as well. This is something you do, so please look into it, honey. See if you can kind of, because you're going to be drawn to it. Even if you didn't do it until now, as you recall at the beginning of the show, my mediumship came when I was 33. So doesn't mean if you didn't do it until now, you're definitely a healer. I don't know. Do you attract to animals or kids?
Yes, I love children.
Yeah, there's something there that either with children. So go ahead and research it, honey. Either hand-on healing or any other type of healing. Go to the website and read the type of healing I do. Because like me, you too is a healer. Your origin, your soul like to heal. That's why you have people drawn to you with problems. And this is just they're drawn to your aura, to your energy. So please pursue that, honey, would you?
Yes, and I also have my degree in teaching.
Oh, lovely.
Elementary school. I haven't started teaching yet because I can't get a job right now, but...
That's lovely. That's why, you know, your last life, I know it's weird, you worked in an orphanage.
Really?
Yeah, that's really beautiful. A lot of times they show me last life. Last life, you work in an orphanage. So this is something that you did. You helped the kids and... So again, you're a giver, honey. You're a giver. Your heart chakra, which is the compassionate side of us, very bright, very beautiful. Please use that because this is what your soul yearns. So either go back to the obvious teaching, but I see more teaching as help, as healing, as reaching out to maybe disadvantaged kid or illness or cancer. I don't know. But this is something that please keep that in mind.
Okay, is there anything else the spirit guides need to tell me?
They want you, Brandy, you a little bit, you feel over, as if it feels to me as you don't quite believe in them.
Like, I don't, I'm sorry.
You don't quite believe in them. There is a little bit hesitation there. So go ahead and strengthen the relationship, and the way you strengthen the relationship with your team is by study, meditate, read books about angels, about spirit guides, go to spiritual teachers, because there's something there where the relationship is, they're showing me a bit of a one-sided. So although you are spiritually open, are you religion?
I'm more of just a very spiritual person. I wouldn't necessarily say religious.
Okay. Why? Because they're showing me there's hesitation. Like it's not quite, like almost you want a proof type of thing. I don't know what that means. Pardon, honey?
I'm sorry. What did you say that I want to
Like they almost, like you kind of person that maybe want a proof. You see what I'm saying? Like you want...
Yeah. You're right.
Okay, that's what they're showing me. Of course, they're kind of very loving and they giggly about it because they're saying, we're right here. You don't need a proof. But you, so go ahead and strengthen the relationship, but overcoming the doubt of the physical mind. It's very normal, very natural, but it's a shame because it's standing in the way of you being open to your team. So overcome it, Brandy. Just do the work.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It was a
oh,
pleasure.
Oh, thank
talking
you,
to
honey.
You.
Thank you. You're lovely. Thank you.
All right. You'll have a great weekend.
You too, honey.
What we're going to do, thanks so much. Now, what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to take a break from the phone line. There's a couple of things, Nikki, that I wanted to ask you, too, because as you're speaking to people, there was something that came to mind. And when we look at children and, you know, the bright light that they are, I wanted to ask you, of course, a lot of people are talking about indigo children, crystal children, and things like that. And based on what you've learned from, you know, about spirit guides and archangels, when it comes to these type of children with the missions that they have, do they have the same amount of spirit guides and archangels with them as, you know, say, traditional people, or is there, you know, a special team that assembles? What have you learned when it comes to their spiritual teamwork and guidance that they receive?
Got it. You want me to wait for your break, honey, or you want me to answer it?
No, I just take a break from the phone lines there. I was just letting everybody know that's hanging on the lines that we're going to take a break on taking calls. But, I wanted to go ahead and ask you that.
Oh, sure, sure.
That was fresh in my mind.
Yeah. Well, in general, we get the amount of guides and archangels and guardian angels depends to the difficulty of the incarnation we put for ourselves. The more difficult, the more spirit guides, the more powerful they are. Not all spirit guides are in the same level. For example, with the work I do, I tend to have more spirit guides, sometimes Ascended Master, Archangel Michael, which tend to be a little more powerful than the other. So it depends what we choose. Those beloved children, you know those children with like Down syndrome, Debbie? Those are very evolved souls. So children that come with, that we see, we think that they have disability, either they have Down syndrome or those children that they're not normal, as my people say that. Actually, those are very evolved souls, very powerful souls. They come here with a difficult life to, again, depends, they come to teach the parents or they come to learn through disability. So what we perceive to be maybe a human being that look kind of weak to us or maybe they're disabled, those are actually very powerful souls. Those are actually more evolved. Now, those children that come here, they come to be guides. The world is not doing that good. There is more and more negativity in planet Earth. So more and more souls, evolved souls, are incarnating in order to try and tip the negative human psyche, which is, it's unfortunately pretty bad at the moment. So that's why there are more and more mediums. There are more and more spirituality open up. Of course, there are more evil when you watch the news, but there's more and more guides that come in here. So yes, they do come with bigger team, more powerful archangel, more amount of spirit guides, more guardian angels to watch over them. So again, the bigger incarnation, the more you have to achieve, the more team members you have. That doesn't mean that someone that doesn't have his difficult incarnation doesn't have their own team. Everyone does. It doesn't matter what you are, what you achieve, the way we look, the way, that's what's lovely about the concept that we are truly never alone. It just depends. If, you know, again, if you come to a very difficult life, you will have more of your team. And also, in and out of our lives, there are always beings that coming as we need. For example, if we're looking for a home or if we're looking for a new job, if we have problem to marriage, there are other that even enter beside our permanent team. So it's quite amazing for me to see that there is the team that never ever leave us and there is being of light that coming in and out our life as needed. So it's quite wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I like what you said as far as children with Down syndrome. And what I have noticed, too, when I've worked with different children here and there in the past, is that some children, especially with what we would appear to be a disability, I'm noticing such a purity of their spirit. They may not have the same type of functionality as we do as far as being refined or the finesse, but what I've noticed truly is that they really don't have the intent or motive to lie or to be malicious or, you know, their emotions are pure, whether they're angry or hurt or, you know, laughter and happy, things like this. But this is what I've noticed as well, and I feel, you know, with like what you're saying as far as they're here, you know, to teach us and guide us. These are the examples I've seen from children.
Oh, yeah. Those are very evolved souls. So next time you look at kids or even adults that, you know, disabled or they're not quite, you know, that appear to us not quite as the rest of us, please think twice because, again, this is a validation from the spirit world, how evolved soul they are. I mean, think about it, honey, how difficult planet Earth is as it is. So to come here disabled or with challenges physically, mentally, that's, to me, I have so much respect for those beloved souls that take on themselves because, again, I call, of course, everything is pre-designed. So to come like that and overcome that, that's, to me, so I always look differently now when I look at people that, you know what I'm saying, a little bit slow, as we call them, and really they are the one that's quite incredible. So it's amazing. It's almost like everything our five senses think it is, the spirit world have such a wonderful explanation to, because the five senses, of course, the eyes see nothing, see very small percentage of the whole picture. And that's why another thing of my spiritual teaching is always tell people not to judge, because you never know. You cannot judge another human being, Debbie. You don't know where they are in their soul evolution. You don't know what it is they need to learn in order to grow. You don't know what it is they're trying to teach others, the people that are close to them. So to be unjudgmental, that's a really huge topic of the spirit world. And every opportunity, of course, when I channel them, they try and tell me to try not to be judgmental. And, of course, remember that underneath our seemingly separate bodies, of course, we are all one, meaning we all created by God. In the spirit world, when we cross over, everyone go to the same place, of course, different level, depends on your spiritual growth, but we all souls. So, again, it took me many years to accept that because at time, people, including myself, can be very annoying. So it was hard for me. It just is. It's just human being. And it took me years to accept and not judge. But, of course, I also know that it's the basic of spiritual growth. I cannot teach to be unjudgmental and not practice what I preach. So it took me a while, but now I truly try my best and accept everyone as they are because I don't know. Again, there's so much underneath what we really see, meaning spiritually speaking. So who am I to decide whatever person, you know, did what? So I'm happy that I had that opportunity to tell your listeners.
No, that's a beautiful explanation too, and it's something that, you know, one of the most amazing things is that a lot of people are coming together and people such as yourself and really trying to reach through, you know, to the rest of us and to really speak about forgiveness and, you know, being non-judgmental and having unconditional love towards others. Because you're right, really, I mean, we're all here to learn and to grow, and our life lessons are complex, and sometimes they take lifetimes to really achieve the full lesson beyond. And, you know, I enjoy hearing what you have to say on that. And now, let me ask you this too, because I'm really curious. Now, let's say, even for people that have called in and talked about, you know, they've explored different types of aspects, spirit guides and archangels, but say they're having a little bit of a trouble connecting. What would your advice be to them on, even as a beginner level, how would they themselves be able to reach out and connect with, you know, ascended masters, their guides,
yes,
archangels, and
yes,
start that relationship?
Yes. Of course, the main obstacle is our ego. Now, I call it an ego because I don't have a better name. What ego mean? Ego simply mean the negative side of our inner mind. That's the side that have fears, anger, doubt. That's the side that tell you, you don't see them, do you? They're not here. Which that side of my personality told me that for years. I thought I'm listening to just to myself. And when indeed it was Archangel Michael that gave me messages. So the main obstacle to overcome is to shut the physical mind. We are way too think every day, concern, mortgage, and I'm single. I mean, I see it all the time, and I was, of course, used to be someone that thought 24 hours a day. At time, I still do. You want to shut the mind. And you want to shut the mind, the only way you can shut the mind is experiencing the moment. You experience in the moment by quieting yourself and align yourself to your soul. How do you do it? The major thing that I learned, the easiest, fastest way, is music. The mind, I mean not the mind, the mind is lovely, we need the mind obviously living here. I mean the negative inner mind, the one that think and doesn't stay quiet, is powerless against music. So use music. Let it lift you up. Music lifts your spirit up above earth concern. This is just, it's an immediate connection to the spirit world, to your soul. How do you know that you connected? Either you cry, you have tears of joy, goosebumps, that's another really good indication that you indeed connected. And all of a sudden, Debbie, your problems are not as big anymore. When I meditate, I still concern that my mortgage is late, but it's not as big anymore. It's insignificant all of a sudden. It's my stay just for a few minutes. That's okay. You start little. You connect by 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you go to guided meditation. To meditate without guidance, that's very difficult. It's a little bit more advanced. So for many years, I did guided meditation. So choose one that kind of speak to you. I happen to love animals, so I like guided meditation that kind of take you to a forest, then you have a horse, then you follow the horse. So look around. There are plenty good out there. And put it in priority. Again, I like to give the gym as an example. If we just think about it, we'll never go. You must take your time and connect to your soul. It's the only way out of the madness of the everyday life. Anything else would not work because you cannot bargain with your physical mind with the physical answers. The only thing that you can rely on, calm down, connect to spirituality, believe that there is a team, believe there is a life after death, believe in the spirit world, and of course, believe in the Creator. Know that there is that amazing force that creates you. And you do that by quieting your mind. Put it in priority. If you don't, you will never do it. So set up a time when everyone is in bed in the morning. I happen to do it in the morning before everyone wakes up. So just do it. And then slowly it would be 5 minutes, then 10 minutes. Some days you won't be able to connect at all. That's okay. Don't be angry, don't be mad. It's just very normal. Some days the physical, inner physical mind is very powerful. Leave it alone. Go about your day. Try maybe later. If no, try the next day. If no, try the day after. Don't let it go too much. So again, as you can recall at the beginning of the show, it's how much work you want to put in it. I just happen to be stubborn. I said, I'm too miserable. I was very miserable, very lonely, went through divorce, and I say I had enough. And the only avenue that gave me joy and happiness was really spirituality. But you need to practice. It doesn't come natural to us because we are in the physical body. We are in a physical world. In the spirit world, we only souls. There's no body, so of course we know that's why all the spirits and readings are all happy, because they are back in their natural state. When we're in the physical life, it's very difficult. It's unnatural for us to be happy. Another thing I want to mention real quick, that the ego, the negative mind, is there by design. there is a reason why it's there. It's not there just because God created the body and he just kind of didn't know what he was doing. It's there by design. The whole purpose of every incarnation is to climb above the negative mind, to recollect to our soul, to remember there is God, to rely on spirituality. So that's, of course, part of the work that we come here to do. So, you know, I mean, the negative mind is quite obnoxious, of course, and can lead our life to misery, but it's there by design. Once you accept that concept, at least it's happened to me, then you're able to kind of understand why it's there, and it's there for you to overcome it.
Yeah, I love that explanation. I really do, because I think it really helps a lot of people come to terms with the, I don't want to say the internal battle, but really, you know, all of us eventually do go through it, and sometimes some of us more than others, where we feel we're battling against ourselves. And when you're talking about really having to rise higher above the ego and trying to achieve something that, of course, in the physical body feels very unnatural and is not easy to do, but you're right. I mean, as far as discipline and things like that go. Now, let me ask you, too, and after we talk about this, guys, we will be going back to the phone lines in a few moments, but I want to ask you this, too, Mickey. When it comes to dream work, because I know a lot of people use dream work to connect with their guides or the guardian angels, describe a little bit about the dream work, if that's something that you recommend, and if so, how do you, you know, recommend for people to use that to connect?
You mean dream at night?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. What's happened at night, Debbie, is that the soul is, because there is a constant battle between the soul, which is that magnificent core of who we are, with that beautiful energy, and the inner mind, the negative inner, the ego. So every life, to every human being, there is a constant battle. The soul is tired. That's why I always tell people the importance of sleep. Not for the obvious reason that the body is tired and needs sleep, that as well, of course. The soul travels to the spirit world at night and recharge its battery. That's actually the way my team say. It's literally like that. When the soul don't, now the soul is only able to leave the body when the body is completely asleep. Finally, when that happens, the ego finally is asleep. Once the ego, once the body is really in a deep sleep, the soul climb up and leave the body. Of course, there is the lifeline that always stay within the soul and the bodies. And of course, the guardian angel makes sure that the soul come back safe. But the soul travel, meet the spirit guides, meet the angels. And the most important reason for dreams are visits from our loved ones. Please remember, lovely listeners, that when you remember your loved one, your departed loved one, and you say, I dream about her or him, it's not a dream, it's a visit. It's easier for them to come to the soul in a dream, because again, there is no ego. Once the ego is asleep, finally, there is no doubt. There is no negative inner mind. There is no influence from religion or from being an atheist. There's no life after death, whatever the reasons are. So the soul is able to visit with departed loved ones, visit with guides. So dreams are extremely important. What my team tell people to do, write down immediately when you wake up, even if you wake up in the middle of the night. I know it's weird that they ask us, but have a notebook and a pen, and when you wake up, write it down. A lot of times, dreams are guidance. Of course, they're messages of love from the departed loved ones. Another thing that kind of connected to sleep that they kind of want me to tell you right now, when you wake up with a song, a lot of time, a lot of humans, a lot of us, wake up with a song. That's a guidance. Go find out what's the song about, what's the word of the songs, what does the song mean to you? So that's another thing that kind of you get. I don't know if it's happened to you, Debbie. Did it? Sometimes you wake up with a song.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, and I'll notice that, either the song I personally connect to a specific person, you know, here that's still here, or somebody that's passed on. But a lot of times I have noticed that, but when my guides really need to get a message to me, a lot of times that they will use music, like you were talking about earlier, as a way to relay a message. All of a sudden, if it just completely pops into my head, something that I wasn't even thinking about or singing, and sometimes it'll continue for days. And like you'll notice, you know, you wake up with the same song in your mind, you know, for 2 or 3 days in a row, and you're like, all right, you know. For example, like yesterday, I believe it was just yesterday, I woke up and had the words cerebral palsy in my head when I woke up, and I thought to myself, okay. And that's when I started to look through the Blog Talk Radio, all of the different shows. And honestly, I was probably online for probably about 3 or 4 good hours.
Wow.
With these are different shows from people. And then all of a sudden, just by chance, here was this woman's show, and she had an amazing guest on. And I apologize for not being able to remember the name, but it was this young boy who had cerebral palsy, and his message to people, you know, of hope and, you know, love and enlightenment. And so I thought, okay, I found the message, and I thought that was quite inspiring.
Oh,
yeah. So I agree. Music is
lovely. Of course, a lot of times it's simply love songs, and that's just them telling they love us. A lot of time I wake up and it's a Beatles song and it laughs, so it's really lovely, and I know I'm cute. So it's just simply telling that. But yeah, dream, so please sleep. Try your best. I know it's sometimes no one can sleep nowadays. Please try your best to sleep. Let the soul go to its origin home. Just let it read. And then you're going to feel in the morning different. That's why some morning we're more refreshed. Then I didn't get that it's more the amount of hours. I know they say 6, 8 hours, I don't know. It's if the soul exit the body and was able to just recharge, meaning going to the spirit world where God's light is, where all that powerful, you know, energy is, that's meaning recharging itself. That's why some morning you're more refreshed than others. So try your best to get night's sleep, document your dreams, pay attention to songs. And please, this is a huge thing from the spirit world. When loved one come visit you, don't call it a dream. Call it a visit, because that's indeed what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so true, too, because I know a lot of people do question whether or not when they do see their loved ones, especially shortly after a passing, where they have a lot of emotions that they're working through. But you're totally correct there, you know, where their spirit and essence can connect with us now. What I'd like to do, because we do have, guys, about 13 minutes remaining in the broadcast. We're going to take another caller. We might have time for two. If we don't have the opportunity to connect with you, you still are welcome to connect with Mickey through her website at mickeyjacobs.com, or you can give her a call at 951-249-4695. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to the phone lines again and then continue. So area code 727, you're live on the air. Can I have your name and location, please?
Hi, my name's Carrie. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, I want to let you know how much I've been enjoying your show. It's really great.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Yes, I wanted to know, about my love life. I wanted to know what you see on that.
If you what again, Carrie?
About my love life.
Oh, dear, okay. Well, oh, how cute. That's a popular question. Carrie, do you tend to date the same type of men?
Well, I guess you could say that, yeah.
Okay, there is something there funny. Okay, she want to make sure I tell you. This is your spirit guide speaking, a female spirit guide. They always like to say who's talking. She's saying, Carrie, that something about breaking a habit of who you're dating, maybe it feels to me as kind of switch to different type of men. Do you like bad boys?
I haven't had any dates in a long time, but I did have a bad boy for a boyfriend for a long time.
Okay, honey.
So I'm going to say you're accurate on that.
Yeah, there is something there bad boys
are
bad.
I don't like them anymore, though. I really have changed my opinion. I don't really like those kinds anymore.
Oh, really? Good,
yeah,
honey.
I don't.
Good. What I'll tell you what they're saying, Carrie, your team, you need to have an inner work about yourself first. Sometimes when we're not ready for it, because you do want a monogamous relationship. I don't see you as a dater. Is that right, honey?
Right.
I mean, you do. You need to work on your... Hold on, Carrie. Do you not like yourself that much, Carrie?
Sometimes I have a problem. Yes, I do.
Okay, honey, you need to learn to accept yourself a little more. Now, that doesn't mean not going out and date lovely men and just enjoying men company, of course. That means that for a more serious man, you need to do some internal work first.
Right.
Please accept, I get as there is issue with age. Is the age bother you? Like
my
your
age,
or there's something there that you don't accept about yourself. Surrender everything
it's
you
my
have.
Weight. It's my weight that I have a problem with. I have a weight problem.
About weight,
yeah.
They show me that you don't like
once,
to look at them.
I feel like once I lose a little more weight, I feel like I'll feel better.
Oh, honey. Are you,
I do.
They're showing me you don't like to look at the mirror. I know, honey.
No,
yeah.
I like the way I look. I just
God bless you.
I just don't feel healthy, like because of my weight. Like, it's
Of course.
Like,
that's
I have to lose some weight to feel better, like to feel healthy, not self-esteem, but just healthy.
Okay,
like,
good, honey.
Yeah,
please put that in priority. The main thing why you the reason you're single right now is redesign. There is a work need to be done internally.
Yeah, I don't mind. I agree with you 100%. I'm not upset about being single. I'm not freaking out about it.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I just, there's somebody actually that's around me right now. And
it's good. Yeah.
He's a really nice guy, and we're doing a lot of flirting. Do you see anything with this guy?
Oh, dear, Carrie.
He's not a bad guy.
I'm not sure. It doesn't feel to me that he want to commit that much.
That he doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know.
Like, he doesn't really want to commit. Now, remember what I said. Everything have a spiritual reason. You're single because you must do the work. There is no what's going on, why am I single for no reason, because everything connected spiritually to our soul, everything. So,
I know, it sounds terrible, but I don't even care if he doesn't want to commit. I, like, just want to hang out.
Hang out until
I meet the right guy. Like, I don't feel
That's
like,
right. Hang out.
Yeah, I don't feel like he's permanent. I feel like he's temporary.
Yes, that's exactly what it feels to me with this guy. He's very lovely.
Don't
misunderstand. He's a very lovely, lovely energy, so please hang around with him. Do the work, honey. Put it in priority to lose the weight. Put it in your priority to just, if, you know what I'm saying, to work on yourself, and then things would fall into place. You will meet someone, Carrie. You will meet someone very lovely, honey. It's just going to take some time. You're very, very lovely.
Thank you. But do you feel like this... the guy that I kind of like hanging out with now, do you feel like he has feelings for me?
He does have feelings, he just doesn't want to commit. So he's kind of maybe like, it feels to me as a friend-like more.
Right,
like a little bit of friend-like, you know what I mean, honey? That doesn't mean don't enjoy his company, that doesn't mean don't go out, that means remember what your team is telling you. It's a time for you to reflect within, do the work, lose the weight. You see what I'm trying to say, honey?
Oh, yeah, you're very accurate. You're right on target.
Thank you, honey.
And I couldn't agree with you more about everything you just said. I guess it's not that I want to have, like, a major long commitment with this guy, but I'm having, like, a little crush on him, and it's a lot of fun.
Good.
I'm having
some
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Keep having
him.
Fun, honey.
Yeah, right.
Oh, thank you, Carrie.
I just bought a house, and I'm moving in about a month.
Oh, you are? You are? Good. Good,
the
honey.
The house is very magical. It has a lot of angels around it.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, honey. You're very playful energy, very lovely soul, very uplifting. Please just do the walk, and things would fall into places. You will meet a wonderful man, honey.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I love all the information tonight.
Good. Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate you listening in. It means a lot. Yeah, and guys, for everybody listening in on the phone lines, we're not going to be taking any more callers. I do appreciate you being there. I know you've waited for a little while. We do have about 5 minutes remaining in the broadcast. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to our interview. But I do want to say, if you do have the opportunity to explore Mickey's website again, it's www.mickeyjacobs.com. So, Mickey, let me ask you, being that we just have a few minutes remaining, what do you have coming up in the works? What kind of plans do you have for the future, and what new projects do you have going on?
Well, I have that disc that, of course, coming up, and that's kind of basically telling people again about their team, and it just, when you hear it in a CD, when you meditate, I think that would be a little more powerful than when they hear it in radio interviews. So that was important to me. And at the end, there is a little bit meditation that my guides kind of told me to. And again, I just, important to me, just keep the topics out, topics of people that may be influenced with religious and kind of confused about what they grew up with versus spirituality. A lot of things I touch now is about suicide and about what's happened. You see, so there's a lot of topics that mean so much to me, Debbie, that
yeah.
I kind of go by the readings. I kind of find out what people, and that's what I like to teach and talk about. So there's
yeah.
a lot to talk about.
Well, and you know, I fully agree, and I wish we actually had more time remaining in the broadcast. I'd love to bring you back for a second broadcast to really get more.
Oh, lovely.
They're so important, and suicide most definitely. You know, we're seeing a lot of people that are struggling right now, really faced with a lot of very difficult decisions. And I like the title of your spoken word CD that you've got coming out, You're Not Alone. And it's so true, and it's something that, now is this available currently, or is this soon to be released?
It's not available yet. It was done. Now it's need to do, luckily my husband doing all the audio and whatever. So I would say within a month that should be done. Thank
oh,
you,
wonderful.
Debbie. So no, it's not quite done yet.
Okay. Well, I really look forward to that coming out, and
you
know, that would be really nice to be able to promote that also. And so you'll have to definitely keep me in touch on that one too. Yeah. Now, you also offer readings along with your workshops, and tell everybody a little bit about the type of readings you offer.
Yeah. My reading is kind of an example of what I just gave tonight. Because I connect to everyone, meaning spirit guides as well as archangel, guardian angel, and departed loved ones, it's kind of lovely because you get an overall view of your life. Because, of course, as I mentioned before, the archangel would give you certain advice, guidance, then the spirit guides, which is kind of a different style of guidance, different areas of your life, guardian angel, of course, with any warning or whatever, and, of course, the departed loved one. So what's lovely about the reading, Debbie, is you get a really nice overview of your life with important tips. And then, of course, I do the phone readings, and I like to mention that phone readings create the exact same results because you don't have to sit right here in front of me, although I do private reading in my home, because I deal with energy. Mediums do deal with the spirit world is energy. It doesn't bound by space or time, so the phone would not interfere. All I need really is a first name. I like to mention that readings are not magic. They do not allow to interfere with our free will, or else I would ask the lottery tickets. But with in all seriousness, they don't interfere with our free will, so they are not telling you wake up Monday morning and call this man or don't call this, you know. But there is a great guidance, so you kind of have to do the work. Reading is a lot of work at times because a lot of people either drift away from their journey or they need to work on marriages or whatever the case might be. So it's fascinating to me, Debbie, to see people come here and they're all confused and upset, and when they leave, their eyes are all shiny because they have the energy of their team and they're all uplifted and they give me the biggest hug. So readings are incredible gift. And again, as I said at the beginning of the show, I feel so honored to do what it is I do, because I see people in wonderful emails and, you know, and feedbacks that I get. And of course, it is not my work. I just simply transfer their team love and guidance to them. So reading I find to be quite fascinating, really.
Oh, yeah, and it's so true, too. And I like that you mentioned when you're doing a session that, of course, it's important that we really, they can't, as well as ourselves, infringe on free will. It's all about choice, and so, of course, they can't make their choices for them, but it's rather just to offer guidance and insight. Mickey, this has been really wonderful, and we have about 30 seconds remaining before we'll go off live. So before we do, guys, I'll just let you know that we are sponsored by our social network. You can check it out at www.meta-visionaries.com, metavisionaries.com. So you can build profiles, provide services, add music, of course, and, you know, connect with people that offer consultations, appointments, and readings such as myself. Mickey, this has been a true pleasure. I truly appreciate you being on tonight.
It was an honor, Debbie. I appreciate you inviting me as a guest, and to your lovely listeners, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you as well. So we're going to go ahead and conclude the broadcast, but Mickey, don't forget, I'd love to bring you back on a second time.
I would love to.
Keep on
going. I would love to. Good night,
wonderful.
Everyone.
Wonderful. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We'll see you again
Goodbye.
Next time. Bye-bye for now.